All right, my book club guest this week is an award-winning writer with 7 books to her name, the latest of which, Breaking Milk, is shortlisted for this year's CNA Sunday Times Literary Award. She's also one of the founders of the Life Writing Collective, through which she runs courses in memoir writing. Let's welcome Dawn Gerrish back to Cape Talk. Dawn, lovely to have you with us this morning.
Hello, Sarah Jane. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, such a pleasure. Listen, first of all, congratulations on being shortlisted. You must be delighted.
Thank you. I'm particularly pleased because this book has a history. I actually wrote it 12 years ago and it was rejected by all the publishers then.
Was it really? What a story.
Yeah. And then Karina Shurik started Caravan Press and asked me what happened to the book because she was one of the original readers who really loved it and then published it.
So,
it's one of those stories that you've got to be very patient if you're going to be a writer.
Yeah, absolutely you do. Absolutely you do.
Take a long view.
Oh, that is wonderful. That's fantastic. For those who haven't had a chance to read it yet, and I'm one of them, although it's creeping its way up to the top of my to-be-read pile, give us a short synopsis, Dawn, if you will.
Well, there are many things that fed into this book. One of them is that I've got a friend who's a cheesemaker in the Eastern Cape, and that whole process, or the ancient craft of turning milk into cheese, of preserving milk, actually, and using the invisible world and patience to do that and craft a particular skill is fascinating to me. And I was also interested in how many people I know who are estranged from their adult children. Mm. And I used this metaphor of the separation of the milk in the cheese-making process and the separation and the connections that we have with other people and with the earth and with our creativity, our sexuality, all these connections and disconnects, which of them are helpful, which of them are harmful. So that thread runs its way through the whole book in various guises, from surgery. She's got an estranged daughter whose conjoined twins are being operated on in this particular day. Mm. The book is written from the time she wakes up to the time she goes to sleep, which was a particular challenge. You know, I mean, I like setting myself challenges. How to write every moment of a day. I mean, it could have got very boring, but you know, enough happens in the day that it keeps us awake, and well, kept me awake anyway. So she's divorced from her husband. She works with a woman who in the restaurant. She also runs a restaurant from her home where she serves the cheeses and organic salads from her garden, which is actually what my friend does. Of course, the book is not about him.
Yeah.
I've morphed him into a her. But this woman that she works with has also got a son who is undergoing initiation in the mountains. Mm. And that separation, that necessary separation of an adult child from the mother. So there's all these threads running through, which I explore. You know, I like to start a book not knowing where it's going. Just have
a
big
feeling
and a big idea. And then I just let it run and see where it wants to go. So I was surprised by how the book ended, which that's always such a lovely thing. Don't know exactly where it's going.
That fascinates me, and as somebody, you know, I'm not a fiction writer. I dabble, but I'm not. Let me never say never, but I can't see myself for putting out a fiction book. But what I love about your books and your writing is your characterization. I don't think there's many authors in the country who can touch you when it comes to characterization, and the fact that you start a book and you don't really know where it might take you. Do you feel led by your characters?
Well, yes. I mean, that's, authors often say that. I think it's also the creative process. Mm. That if you're in the creative brain, you don't know what's going to happen next. That is the definition of creativity, not knowing what's going to happen next. You might have an idea of where you're going, and I think it's a good idea to think you know where you're going. But if you're too fixed on that, then you've got blinkers on, and you're not paying attention to all the things that are coming in from the periphery that might inform your work and expand it and make it much more compelling and interesting to you as a writer, for starters, and then hopefully for a reader.
Listen, Dawn, I'm fascinated to know what you're currently reading. What are you enjoying at the moment?
Well, I've just read The Heart is the Size of a Fist by P.P. Faree. You know, I read a lot of memoir because I teach memoir, and
yes,
I use memoir that's really interesting and exciting from the way it's written and also the content to in the courses that we run. And I can highly recommend it. It's a very interesting book from many points of view. And it's a South African writer, so please support South African publishers.
Yeah.
They're doing a great job.
Yeah, they really are. They're doing a super job. Tell us a little bit about the Life Writing Collective. You've been running memoir writing courses since 2010.
That's right. I was very fortunate in that, circumstances were sad in that Anne Schuster phoned me and asked me whether I would take over her memoir course because she was ill. Mm. And she had a fully booked memoir writing course, and I nearly said no. But fortunately, you know, that little voice in your head that actually knows better than you said, do it. And so I said yes, and I ran it. It's changed my life in the most amazing ways. I've met the most amazing people. I've developed a side of myself which I've just broken my heart open, you know, because we have the idea is to have inclusivity, diversity, have as many South Africans in the room as possible, you know, so that we can learn to talk to each other and learn about each other's stories and break down these barriers, you know, again, that thing of connection, you know, that how do we step over these bubbles that we've inherited from apartheid, actually, and grow compassion for each other and start behaving more kindly. So, you know, I've met people through this work that I would not have met normally. And it's helped my own writing because, you know, I have to say that the writing that comes out of the courses, you know, often I'm gobsmacked, you know, really. You just have to help people overcome a few difficulties, you know, through very, very basic ideas that people have from writing. And often that's from school, you know, school, unfortunately, sometimes stamps the creativity
but
out
there's
of
a real. I believe that there's a real skill in what you do. I think you and Melinda Ferguson have an extraordinary skill in doing that. It is basic, but you've either got the knack of doing it or you haven't, to unlock that in a person, in a writer. The Collective published its first book, This Is How It Is, a couple of years back. And from that, I mean, some of the authors that have done your course include Desiree Ann Martin, of course. We don't talk about it ever. Yeah. Robert Hamlin, who's just released Robert, which is extraordinary. It is. We've had him on the show. It's brilliant. Tell us about the power of memoir. Why is it such a powerful genre?
Well, I think any creative act comes out of your own preoccupations, your own concerns, your own thought habits, behavioral habits. You know, you've got to, for it to be authentic or convincing. And also to communicate better with yourself, you have to start where you are, I think. So teaching people to just pay attention to that little feeling in your... it's actually a physical thing, you know.
Yes, it is, yeah.
A lot of beginner writers write out of their heads, out of their thinking, out of what they think should be said. And one of the main tasks is to get people into their body, into their sensory experience, into their lived experience, and write out of that space with curiosity rather than with fear. That's a very powerful tool to get people connected, not only with their own unconscious, you know, their unconscious process that's not been knocking on the door maybe for decades, and they've turned away because it feels scary. But once you turn to face that bigger process that we're all involved with, whether we know it or not, the most amazing things start happening on the page that you didn't anticipate.
Listen, before we let you go, Dawn, I'm so sorry we've only got such a short time with you, but I do just want to want you to tell us very, very briefly about this sort of competition, this lucky draw that you are running as the Life Writing Collective, which a lucky winner could get a 3-day writing retreat in Simonstown. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's a fantastic idea for fundraising, which one of our members came up with. She's got an Airbnb space, which obviously in the pandemic has been underutilized. And she said to us, you can have 3 nights at my expense to raffle, basically. So if you want 3 days at a writing retreat in Simonstown, and 2 of those days you can have an hour with one of our facilitators on the phone, WhatsApp or Zoom, and to talk about your work and maybe read some of your work and get feedback. So if you want to enter this competition, it's R100 a ticket. You go to our Facebook page, Facebook page is Life Writing Collective, but just to note that writing is spelled R-I-G-H-T-I-N-G.
Yes.
So the idea is you write about your life in order to correct your life or write your life or you know, set it on a new path.
Mm. Gosh, what an incredible opportunity. Dawn, always lovely to have you on the show. Do please follow Dawn and the Life Writing Collective. They are on Instagram, they're on Facebook, as you heard, and enter this incredible draw to win a 3-day writing retreat in Simonstown. Dawn, we've got everything crossed for you for the Sunday Times Literary Award for Breaking Milk. Congratulations again. Lovely to have you with us this morning. Dawn Gerrish.